This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. This year will be the 15th anniversary of Hurricanes Frances and Jean hitting the Treasure Coast. A lot of you remember the two hurricanes coming at us within 2 weeks of each other in 2004. But many of you weren't here then, or maybe you were too young then to remember much now. That's why it's important to practice and get ready. And that's just what Florida Power and Light employees did at the St. Lucie County Fairgrounds this week. Brian Olnick is Vice President of Distribution Operations for FP&L, but when it comes to a disaster situation, he may take on a different role. Many employees do.
All of our employees have their normal day job. They could be an engineer, they could be an attorney, they could be in finance, whatever it is. But during storm, they train for an alternate job. And it could be in logistics, it could be any role that's key in one of our locations.
The entire area is set up just as it would be in the aftermath of a storm. A large air-conditioned tent where meals are served can accommodate 500 people. And that's one of the smaller ones.
Mobile laundry unit.
Ralph Grant is FPL's emergency preparedness manager.
Mobile sleepers. So these sleepers, we have them. They're anywhere from 16 to 20 beds. Florida Power and Light owns 1,000 beds of these just for our own use, internal use. We keep those. So if you've got 1,000 of those, you've got, say, 50 trailers on a site. You've got to have laundry. You've got to have food. You've got to have all the life support here that you need, right? You've got laundry, you've got shower trailers.
Laundry is done every night when one of these operation centers is housing workers responding to an actual emergency. The sleeping areas look like big campers and hold rows of bunk beds, providing an air-conditioned space for workers to rest after a long day. And that's not all, says Brian Olnick.
Communicate with their families. We have another tent set up so that there's going to have a little personal time with their families.
In fact, this very location was operational in 2004 after Hurricanes Frances and Jean. But Olnick says it did look somewhat different. Unfortunately, as the case may be, experience has helped to fine-tune the process, not only in responding to a storm, but in preparing for one as well.
So after the 2004-2005 hurricane season, especially here in this area after Frances and Jean, which will really, really change the environment around here, we stepped back and recognized that we needed to do something differently on how we design and strengthen our grid. And so literally since 2006, we've invested billions of dollars strengthening and hardening our grid so that it's more resilient and it can withstand a blow. A great example is recently after Hurricane Irma, and compare that to Wilma and the 05 hurricane season. Wilma was a strong storm, but Irma was probably twice the amount of energy, so even a much larger storm. But for all the investments we've made in either technology or strengthening the grid, we literally restored all of our customers after 10 days. And in Wilma, it took us almost 18.
Hurricane season is not that far away, and as FPL is preparing with its employees, you should also start thinking about preparing your home. Check to see if your trees need to be trimmed, or maybe if you think you need to get some plywood. We'll have a link to FP&L's storm preparation guide on our website, wqcs.org. And remember, we'll be keeping you informed with the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network this storm season. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.